Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
It really has nothing to do with them. You know, we've been seeing that coverage for the past few weeks. You know, I can do a better job of getting myself open versus that coverage. And, you know, we just have to make adjustments. We know teams are going to, you know, try to take me out the game. But I have faith in, you know, our guys in this locker room and, you know, the coaches upstairs that, you know, we're going to do what's best for the team. So, you know, we just got to bounce back. Oh, man, we have to do a better job of starting fast. You know, I was sloppy, you know, the first couple of drives. And, you know, we got to make plays. And, you know, like I always say, man, I got to start with myself. You know, I got to do a better job of putting myself in position to beat double coverage and try to make myself quarterback friendly so I can try to make a play for our offense. You know, we're struggling a little bit. And, you know, as a receiver, you always want the ball because you think that you can help the offense or the team move the ball down the field. So the past few weeks have been frustrating, but it's part of the game, man. Each year is different. Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough. I'm not even going to lie to you. You know, today, like I said, last week after the game, my number one goal going into the work week was to work on my body language, you know, when I'm not in the game. You know, it's been like that the first few weeks. And I kind of let myself down and the guys around me with my body language. And so I got better at that today. They took me out the game, and that's one positive for myself. I just try to keep my head up, you know, and make myself available, keep myself ready for when I'm available for the team. Whenever they call my number, I just try to be there, because if you beat yourself up too much or you get too down or too frustrated at the play calling or the coverage, you know, the ball comes your way and you drop it, you know. So I'm proud of myself today. Sorry for patting myself on the back, but isn't that too much that I can hang my hat on today? We lost. I got shut out, and but Alshon Jeffrey, man, he's coming. You know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I wanted to bring him down to South Florida with me, because of times like this. You know, I didn't think, you know, the season was going to be like this, where it was going to be hard to get me the ball. But at times, man, you need another guy on the other side, and this guy had a career day, over 200 yards. It's just awesome to see this guy maturing right before our eyes. I've always said that this guy can be one of the best that have ever done it. He's probably going to shatter all the Bears records by the time he's done, you know, at the receiver position. So that's one of the only positives from our offensive side today. I don't know, man. We've been struggling the past few weeks. Honestly, even the games we won, you know, it's the defense is scoring, and they played, you know, lights out. So you take away some of those plays, you know, we may not be in those games. As a receiver, like I said, you always want the ball, but you know, your mentality is, you know, you think it's always better when you're getting it. But, you know, Coach Trustman is an offensive guru, and Jay's a good quarterback, and we're going to do what's best for the team. You know what? It's a new offense. You know, defense been playing together for some years. It's going to take some time for us to really put that thing together. You know, we want to look like the Saints, New Orleans Saints offense. And you can see, man, those guys are just – they're machines out there, man. So it's going to take some time to get there. But I think we got the guys in the room to get the job done today. And there's going to be some growing pains with that. Yeah. The first couple of weeks I tried to, but man, that got me out of my game, and mentally, you know, it was too much for me. So moving forward, I'm just going to do my job and be a wide receiver. I believe in Coach Trustman and Jay and the offensive line and the guys around who's going to make the plays and do what's best for the team. You know, I found myself doing too much. Sometimes you can communicate too much. And, you know, I was too frustrated. And, you know, there was times the ball came my way and I dropped it because I'm so frustrated. So I think what's best for the team is for me just to, you know, just stay where I'm supposed to be. And that's a wide receiver. If I try to be a coach or try to discuss things, I may get us in trouble. Well, the frustration comes from, you know, when we're not winning and the offense isn't moving the ball. It has nothing to do about me. It's about, you know, I want to win. You know, like I always said, you know, I got a nice contract. You know, I've been to Pro Bowls. I made All Pro. I want to win. You know, and sometimes I think, you know, the formula may go to me, but sometimes it's not. But whatever's best for the team to win, that's what we need to do. So I'm always going to be frustrated when offense isn't number one in the league. I'm always going to be frustrated when we're losing. So, yeah, I'm frustrated. We just lost. You know, we just lost two in a row, so we got a short turnaround. That's the good thing about playing on a Thursday night game. You know, we're going to do what's best, you know, to bounce back as far as from a physical standpoint. But, you know, we don't have a whole week to really dwell on these past two games.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.